WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Chat mentions horrible booking decisions, and we'll talk about what a horrible booking decision is to continue to put Dolph Ziggler in your main events. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sarah, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
I don't know, can we just, like, groove to this music instead? It's kind of a banger. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm kind of, like, really digging it.
It's really good, isn't it?
Let's all go to the mall. Let's hang out.
It'll be a lucky day. We just go to the mall. This was an episode of Monday Night Raw. Let's talk about how this show started. Randy Orton came out and basically said he won the title match.
Okay.
I mean, if Dolph Ziggler can come out here, who hasn't won the goddamn match in forever, say he won title match, then Randy Orton, who's actually winning matches and destroying legends, definitely should get a title match.
I kind of agree on that one. Actually, more than kind of agree, I completely agree on that one. If Randy Orton's going to come out here and just be, like, murdering people, then certainly he has the credentials based on recent activity and past activity to acquire a title match. Actually, technically, who makes the title matches? Is it just Drew? Like, is Drew just doing it? Or is there, like, a secret behind-the-scenes authority person that's, like, making the matches? I don't understand how this works. Like, I've never thought about it literally up until, like, a minute ago. Or not even, of how that works. Like, is Stephanie just zooming in every once in a while, and she's like, what do you want? Fine, do it, whatever, I don't care. It's not William Regal, he doesn't have jurisdiction. But that would be awesome if he did. Like, just imagine William Regal being back over Raw again. Yes. All the yes.
So Randy Orton basically said he's done everything there is, he's won all these championships, and Drew has what he wants, and that's the WWE Championship, and he's coming for it at SummerSlam. In order to, he would hit him with an RKO, and Drew McIntyre would never, ever see it coming. Fast forward to tonight's main event. It was Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, an Extreme Rules match. Yes, it was hard-hitting. Yes, they were hitting each other with low blows and kendo sticks and trying to choke each other out. But with Dolph Ziggler in your main event, yeet.
Okay, so since Dolph lost, We're done with that, right? I mean, I don't mean to sound snarky about Dolph Ziggler, okay?
I do.
I really, really, really don't. I think I'm just over that. No offense to him, I'm just over that because I think he's one of those talents that you've had your heart broken on so many times, and you've seen him go up and down so many times that you just literally cannot get behind him. Or at least for me, it's very hard to get behind him because you know exactly where it's going to go. He's going to lose. He's going to demand another title match. He's going to lose again. He'll either get another title match or he won't, and then he'll be pushed right back down the pecking order again. Like, they keep him right there, and he's a really good person to work with people when they need him to work with people, but I just can't get behind him. Like, it's just been too much up and down with him to really be like, yeah, go Dolph. I mean, back in the day, yeah, absolutely was behind him, but I think, like I said, just had my heart broken on him too many times to really know, like, get excited for anything that he's doing, because it's like, you know the end result. You know he's not gonna win. You know he's gonna lose. So it's like,
he's not a credible threat.
Yeah, it's like, I hate saying that about him, but that's true. And I mean, this match was really good. It was very, like you said, hard hitting, and they went for it, and this was more extreme than kind of anything that happened on the horror show Extreme Rules, but you know, it is what it is.
Here's the thing. They're trying to make him Kane, where you can always put him in that position, right?
There's only one Glenn Jacobs.
But
though.
by the end, Kane wasn't believable as a threat. He would come close, but he would never win that big championship.
Yeah, he kind of won it at, like, Money in the Bank, and then he was up and down after that. Like, they never put him back really in that position to ever win a title, a major title, I think, ever again. He held the tags, and I think
he's held titles, but he was never the guy again.
Yeah, it's like he kind of got that one really good run where he took it from Taker? Did he take it off Taker?
Yeah, but
That was 2010. That was like the last time they really set him up to.
And then he still wrestled for another 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I think that was personal choice more than anything else, because I think he was definitely on the decline and he was already looking at doing other things. So, because he went in and did the corporate stuff after that, which he was supposed to like take him down to like be a part timer or not be a part timer, but wrestle less. And he actually wrestled more. So that was a bad call on his part. But yeah, he was never really a credible threat after that, like, especially for any kind of like real major championship. And Dolph's kind of in that position. I think Dolph is kind of winding down, and he's a good guy to have around, and he's a good guy to have right there. But like, in terms of him going into a title match, you just know he's going to lose. Like, you just don't have that faith in him that he's going to win anymore. And I hate to say that, but that is Dolph Ziggler. In a nutshell, like, every single time Dolph Ziggler's ever going to get a title shot, you're like, well, I know where this is going. And every single time, they are 100% reliable on that decision. Like, they don't ever surprise you. Ever. They're actually poised to do the biggest surprise of all time, which is Dolph Ziggler wins the world title, because everybody would sit here and be like,
huh,
holy shit, they did it. They actually pulled the trigger on the bastard. I'll be damned. So, yes, Orton is a threat. So, this match was good. You had Drew beat Dolph and kind of kick him out of the ring and stand victorious. And then as he's standing victorious, out of nowhere, Randy turns up.
Shocker.
And he RKOs Drew, and he leaves Drew laying as he eyes up the title. But they've always had Orton be a threat. That's the thing. They have always positioned Orton to be that very ominous sort of Damocles, where you never know quite when he's going to strike, which is the whole point with him, because he's the Viper. He's all sneaky. And so it makes sense that they did it like this. You can put Randy into pretty much any title situation except maybe the ladies' titles, and he can be a very credible threat very easily. So it will be interesting to see if Drew can survive Randy, or if, because of certain things declining and struggling, if they don't go back to Orton with the title. I'd be curious to see how that goes.
Speaking of championships, we had a number one contenders match. The Street Profits, with the ring introductions, did it for Andrade and Angel Garza taking on the Viking Raiders and Rick O'Shea and Cedric Alexander. Good stuff,
you know,
by all three teams. Go ahead.
You know what I really like?
Hmm.
Is when we're trying to come up with our strategy for draft night, which was last night on WTR Live. You can go check out the archive on this network. is we're sitting here and we're trying to come up with people to draft, and it's like, who's consistent, who's not consistent, who's in line for a title, who's not, who's winning, who's losing. You look at all that stuff. Because we actually do, some of us look at that, and there is actual strategy involved in what we do. Especially for like what we're doing right now, which is the team stuff. And I distinctly remember all of us sitting here going, okay, tags. I don't know what tag team to take because they're not doing anything with the tag division right now. They're not likely to do anything with the tag division in the future because they're just not focused on it right now. They're kind of content with the way that it is. So we just picked who we picked, right? What the hell happens tonight? Goddamn Street Profits roll up, call out all three teams that are on Raw, and they have a freaking tournament to determine who gets the Street Profits at SummerSlam.
Wouldn't call it a tournament, but a match.
A match. I'm trying to make it sound better than it was, because it was only three teams. But still, they called out the whole freaking division on Raw, and I'm just sitting here like, really?
Anyway,
really? Goddamn, really? Weeks. Weeks. They have done nothing with the tag division for weeks.
Other than tease the breakup of Andrade and Angel Garza, who got the win. So it'll be Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza.
I didn't say we had a strategy, Brent. I said there was some strategy involved.
At SummerSlam.
I like this. I like where this is going. This should be a lot of fun to watch.
The MVP Lounge had Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. They had Mustafa Ali come out. He was the guest. They just jaw-jacked back and forth. R-Truth came out. He went after Shelton Benjamin, going for the title. It led to Lashley versus Ali, with Lashley getting the win.
That was a good showing.
Mustafa Ali ended up tapping out into the full Nelson.
Poor Mustafa.
He's back. He is back. That is.
He's back.
So, Nia Jax came out right after Randy Orton at the start of the show, and she wants title match too. She took care of Charlotte, now she want title match. Shayna Baszler was like, no one cares what you want. They brawl, they got separated. They have a match, they got double counted out. They brawl, they beat up a dude who wants an apology, and I felt like that was a waste of time.
So, number one, John Cone almost died twice, because the first time was they were starting the match and Nia and Shayna went for each other, and John Cone made the mistake of getting in the middle of that, and Shayna Baszler literally climbed John Cone to get to Nia Jax. Not kidding. Go watch it. You'll see it. And then he decided to get in the middle of them again and almost died again, to which I'm like, John, honey, just let them go. Just move. You're not going to stop that. You're not enough. I'm sorry. No offense. But, like, he's just between the two of them. Uh-uh. He's not stopping that. He's not bringing that up.
And then it was Pat Buck, who was the guy in the shirt who got destroyed.
Yeah.
So he got brought back after being furloughed.
Yeah. So good. Somebody got brought back. That's awesome. I'm a little nervous about this. I'm curious to see where this goes. I would hope that this means that they're doing something with Shayna and they're not just going to sacrifice her for Nia Jax, because I feel like if you just want to make Nia Jax look like a beast, you can find other people for her to beat up and be awesome on and all that other stuff. You don't need to have her do it to Shayna Baszler. But if they're going to have Shayna try to start to rebuild some of her credibility, which she didn't lose a lot, but she hasn't been on TV in a while. We haven't seen what she can do in a while. Nia Jax is a good opponent for her because she can reestablish her dominance relatively quickly. I don't know if it's Vince changed his mind or that they're losing people left and right and they didn't have a choice.
Available bodies.
Yeah. Which we'll get into here in a minute when we talk about the women's title match. So I'm nervous, but I'm curious. I want to see where this goes. I just hope that Shayna does not get destroyed in the process. Because, like, Nia can take the loss. Nia can lose, and she would be okay because she's a credible threat, right? Like, we all buy Nia. Good, bad, or indifferent, we all buy Nia. Shayna has her credibility that she's carrying from NXT, but because they weren't really high on her when she first kind of came up, and then they really soured on her, and then she hasn't been on TV, she kind of needs to rebuild a little bit. But I think if they could get Shayna to the title, that would be a very interesting women's division to see.
Seth Rollins came to the ring, with his buddy, Murphy. He said he's on a roll after beating Rey Mysterio and Aleister Black, and he heard that Mr. Mysterio, Dominic, was in the building. He brought up that Dominic jumped him the last time he was there, and he called out Dominic. Murphy held up the ropes. Rollins was offering his guidance to young Dominic. He wanted a hug. He opened his arms up. Dominic's like, nope, I'm going to tackle your ass. And then Murphy came in. They started beating him down. They beat 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 him down. Until Aleister Black finally showed up to make the save. He took the curb stomp. And then Rollins and Murphy shared a look. They gazed into one another's eye after seeing the steel steps. And Rollins is like, you know what you need to do, right? Do it. Do it.
He slapped him.
Slapped him. And then Murphy grabbed Aleister Black and shoved his eye right into the steps. We're losing more eyes.
Okay, I want to talk about how dapper Aleister Black
looked.
Hold on.
Then Dominic came back with a kendo stick and chased him off.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how dapper Aleister Black looked, because I'm tired of the eye thing. He looked really, really good. I actually would not mind him coming out because he kind of looked like the anti-version of Seth Rollins. He was in, like, all black, but he had, like, a vest and a tie on, and then he had, like, a short sleeve button-down shirt on, where Seth is wearing, like, the black suit with the white shirt and tie. I would be down for Aleister to show up like this all the time. Like, that would be, I would be completely okay with that. Anyway, I liked the setup for Dominic. I liked what they did with Dominic. I'm tired of them gouging out eyeballs. I'm sorry. I can't get into that anymore. After the eye for an eye match, I'm kind of done. I'm kind of done, guys. Like, I hate to be negative about it, and I hate to say it, but it's stupid at this point because you just can't believe it. You can't buy it because you know that's not what they're actually doing. And again, on top of it, you have them go for Aleister Black's eye, and there's no blood, there's no nothing. There's just a really cute doctor coming to check on him. But beyond that, there's really no indication that something bad has happened. There's nothing on the stairs. There's just nothing. There is just literally nothing. And I understand with Aleister, it's harder because he does not wear a mask like Mysterio, so you can't hide blood packets and everything else in the mask. But I'm just kind of done with the eye thing. Also, this is getting way the hell too whitey for me. If Seth's going to steal a Colt, he needs to steal somebody else's because it's not Bray's. The whole you know what you need to do slapping Murphy around, that is like direct Wyatt reference. I will point you to Luke Harper and Eric Rowan if you don't goddamn believe me. And Bray too, slapping around Luke and Eric in NXT. But beyond that, it was good. It was fine. It was a nice setup. They're continuing Seth's heelness. Again, it's not lining up with what happened at Extreme Rules, but at this point, I'm just going to let it go because...
Reasons. It seems it sounds like Dominic versus Rollins at SummerSlam, or Aleister and Dominic versus Rollins and Murphy at SummerSlam. It's where I would go with it.
Yeah, and I mean, Dominic did a good job with the kendo stick. He beat the crap out of Murphy and Rollins. They're going to have him avenge his father. And that's going to kind of be his intro into WWE, and then he'll probably be assigned talent either in NXT or main roster after that. Who knows, though? But yeah, that's probably where this is going, is Dominic is going to avenge his father. And he'll either join Rollins or he will avenge Rey. I don't think he's necessarily being pushed over Black. I think they're using Aleister Black to help make Dominic. Because that's very, very... very obvious that is exactly what they're doing, is they are making Dominic Mysterio right now with every available resource that they have, because they're putting him in a direct feud right off the bat with Seth Rollins, who is one of your top heels on Raw. So, you know, not a bad place to start.
Murphy would go on later to beat Humberto Carrillo.
And a good match. A solid match.
Then in the match that I was most excited to see, it was Asuka and Sasha Banks for the vacant Raw Women's Championship. Pretty, pretty good.
I was a little sad this was not the main event. Not knocking Dolph and Drew at all, but honestly, I was more into this match than I was the Extreme Rules match.
So now,
like, this had bigger stakes.
So now this is where everyone is going to complain about the finish. And I understand. So, Bayley was backstage, and Bayley and Kyrie were at ringside, but Kyrie chased Bayley off. So they are backstage, and Bayley got control of the situation. And she starts beating down Kyrie, beating down Kyrie, beating down Kyrie backstage, and it's on the screen. And you have Asuka, who's dominating Sasha at this point. We're getting to the finish. And Asuka is conflicted. What do I do? Do I win my title back? Or do I go after and save my friend? Asuka chose friendship over championship. She saved her friend. She got counted out. Sasha Banks wins the Raw Women's Championship. Okay. There's all that. They said in the rules that you could win it via count out and disqualification. They made it clear that that's how it could end.
There will be a defined and clear winner no matter what.
Okay. So I know everyone's upset that, you know, they did a finish like this. Friendship over championship makes sense. Because when you injure a friend, you're out for revenge. And Asuka is out for revenge. And she's going to murder Sasha Banks probably at SummerSlam.
Or she's going to murder Bayley at SummerSlam. Or she's going to do both. I mean, both is fine. Both is perfectly acceptable.
She's going to get her revenge.
She was just a touch mad. Afterwards, she went to check on Kari. And she was just a little bit upset. And rightfully so, because her best friend was basically leaving WWE. Kari put out a very sweet goodbye message. After this aired, we all cried because Kari Sane is leaving WWE, but it's the best for her. I don't really have a problem with this finish, and I'm going to tell you why I don't have a problem with this finish. Asuka didn't have to eat the pin, which doesn't hurt her any. And Sasha didn't pin anybody, and that does hurt her a little bit, but it doesn't hurt her as much as losing would. This is kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Is Asuka's on a roll. You don't want to have Asuka suffer a major loss and her have a setback. Sasha's on a roll. She's helping to carry the brand right now with Asuka. You don't want to have her eat a pin and that kill her momentum. So what do you do? How do you have this title essentially change hands without Asuka or Sasha suffering a really devastating loss? You know what? You put it in the rules that you can get counted out or you can get DQ'd, and by God, you're going to lose that title, like, or you're going to win or lose the title, whatever the stipulation is. There will be a clear and defined winner. And that's how you do it. Is, yeah, Sasha won, but she didn't pin Asuka for it. She won because Bayley came in with a distraction, beat up Kari Sane, and Asuka went to save her best friend. That's how Sasha Banks won the title. It's not a clean win. It's not an honorable win.
But heels don't need clean wins.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it gives Asuka an excuse, like you said, to come for revenge. It's not only did they beat up her best friend, but Sasha didn't win it cleanly. She technically didn't win it fair and square. She won it laying on her back in the middle of the ring after Asuka had beat the crap out of her for like 5 to 10 minutes. So Asuka can come in and challenge Sasha again if she needs to, or you can have somebody else come in and challenge Sasha. But at least the title is decided and it's on Sasha Banks right now, which is going to continue the friendship of Sasha and Bayley, because now Sasha doesn't have anything to be jealous of unless she wants to be Sasha 3 belts, which would be a bit excessive, but that could be the next logical step in this.
Everyone's hoping for the cross, the breakup. Don't break them up yet.
I don't think it's coming for SummerSlam. SummerSlam is way too soon. I think they're going to be able to get it to Survivor Series.
They can get the Mania.
It depends. Right now is so weird. They're not going to do it. They're not going to go for it until they have a crowd. There's certain things that they are not going to do. They're not going to go for. They're holding for. You can tell. They're holding very specific things until they have a live crowd beyond the NXT talent, where they're in actual arenas again, where they're actually entertaining fans again. They want to do certain things in front of a live crowd. And right now they just can't do it. So they're holding what they can, but they're also going ahead with what they don't feel like can be held. In the case of the cross, you build that up, right? Because they're getting along. They're getting along all too well. But we know Sasha and Bayley. We know Sasha when it comes to Bayley. it's not going to take her long to make up her mind that, you know what, I'm tired of this. I want her title. I'm going to take her title. Because Sasha knows she can do it anytime she wants. She's just waiting for that right moment to do it. Now, what that is, we don't know. When that is, we don't know. But SummerSlam's a little bit too soon, because here's the thing. If you use it on SummerSlam, where do you go for the back half of the year with them? Are they feuding for the back half of the year, or do you hold that for SummerSlam? Or do you hold that for, like, say, Survivor Series or even Rumble, where you have Sasha cross Bayley in the Rumble? And by cross Bayley, I mean Sasha wins the Rumble and she challenges Bayley.
It's all possible.
It's all entirely possible. Like, there's ways to get it there, but I think they're really trying to hold that because they know people want it. They know people want to see it. They're just waiting. They're waiting as long as they can on it. For very obvious reasons. And there's other things that they're holding on to that I think they're kind of going to go ahead and do, because it's like, we think we're going to get live crowds back, but we don't know if we're going to get live crowds back. And at this point, it's end of July. We're pushing into August. We've got two major pay-per-views left in the year, and then we're back in WrestleMania season again. So if we want to go ahead and do it, we just do the things. I don't know who takes the tag titles off of them. I don't think anybody takes them for a while, though.
You don't need to, because it's their excuse for jumping brands.
Pretty much. I think them losing the titles will be a triple threat, at the very least, situation where they don't get pinned to lose them. They just lose them, because then they don't really need to go back after them, because at that point, then they have to worry about the single brand championships.
So I assume that's it. We're done. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Programming note. We will not be live Thursday night. There will be no new edition of The Rack this week. The Rack returns in 2 weeks. Or 10 days. Whatever it is at this point. Because Lindsay's going out of town.
Yep. I'm going on vacation. Pray for me.
Saturday night, midnight is at SeeBruno, SeeBrunoLive.com, GrayTheGreatDebate.com. They feel like talking wrestling. It's Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post. No, we won't be back next Monday for the Raw Post show. That's on vacation, whenever she gets back. So there will be no Raw Post next Monday, but we'll be live every other Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fortnite with friends, we'll see.
Yeah, you'll have to see.
See who's available.
It's up to them.
We'll see how things line up. We'll probably do something Thursday. I have to just talk to Brandon Omega and figure out.
If they do it, I'll be in chat being obnoxious.
Yeah, so that's probably going to be a reason we do it. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. Also, use creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store, #ad, #EpicPartner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard, LensWard. And yes, pray for me going out of town in a COVID world. This is going to be interesting. But yeah.
So.
Also I'm going to miss, like, SmackDown and... Don't give me SmackDown spoilers, people! Don't give them to me! I don't want to know unless Bray does something really cool and just tell me if he does something really cool, but not what it is! Because I'm going to be out of reach.
I hold all the cards to the kingdom.
I'm scared now.
See when we see you along the areas of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.